So you've had a chance to respond to a number of crises that have developed here in the community.
In 1956, when I was returning from church, I noticed smoke coming from the Northward building. And Ralph Bailey was running towards the building, and I said, "Ralph, what's wrong?" He said, "There's a fire in the basement. I don't know how bad it is." And when I got in and seen so much smoke, I went to Stan Davis, the manager, and asked him if I could set up an emergency area. And he said, "Oh, I don't think it's necessary." So in a few minutes, he came back. He said, "Yes, go ahead. It being so cold, they had to have a place to take these tenants." So the assistant superintendent, Jack Gorley, was in that area right then. And I said to Jack, "Can we get something set up in Maine?" So he called Dr. Ryan, and Dr. Ryan told him to have me come over right away, and he'd be there and open the doors. And when I arrived, Dr. Ryan said, "Doris, what can I do?" And I said, "Let's call the Red Cross, the Salvation Army, and any group that would be able to help us, like Scouts." And he did, and we had just five phones in the building at that time. And several nurses came, wanted to know what they could do, and I gave each of them a phone to answer. And we put out over the radio that we needed housing for so many. You'll never believe this, 45 minutes, we could have placed 1,000 people. The Salvation Army was there with two big containers of hot chocolate and coffee, hundreds of sandwiches and cupcakes. I asked him how they set up so quickly and brought it over. He said, "We called in our workers and they got busy." The Red Cross from Wainwright, they were set up in one section on housing. They just took care of wherever the calls came through on housing to try and place it. It was two people, three people, or four. And our Boy Scouts went around the building and directed people where they should go into the gym. The fire was supposed to start in the basement. What I have been told was some children down there playing with matches. And at that time, the lockers were more or less open. And after that, they had a closed area. But there were many, there were several, I think, taken to the hospital affected by smoke. But most people came down the stairs and obeyed the rules and came to the school.